The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
Counterinsurgency warfare, or military operations against guerrilla forces, did not get much attention from the top leadership of the U.S. military for many years after the end of the war in Vietnam. Civilian leaders encouraged the military services to expect that they would not have to engage in counterinsurgency warfare again. Nevertheless, a few people believed that it would be useful to examine the experience of the war in Vietnam and some other unconventional conflicts to learn some lessons that might prove valuable in the future. Many of the specialists who wrote about unconventional warfare, which some of them called fourth-generation warfare, were career military officers, such as Colonel Thomas Hammes of the U.S. Marine Corps and Lieutenant Colonel John Noggle of the U.S. Army. For years, they were dissenters who were out of step with the dominant thinking in our armed services. The success of the forces of the USA and its allies in Operation Desert Storm in 1991, in achieving a quick victory over the Iraqi military, reinforced confidence in the potency of our military might. That success led some commentators to say that maintaining a margin of superiority in conventional military strength would guarantee that no one could challenge the USA in the field of battle. But those people failed to realize that the impossibility of matching our country in military technology would convince our enemies that they needed to wage unconventional warfare to achieve their goals. The complex pattern of conflict that the U.S. military encountered in Iraq after its success in the conventional phase of warfare forced our commanders to rethink such assumptions. In 2006, one U.S. Army officer said, "America's overwhelming conventional military superiority makes it unlikely that future enemies will confront us head-on. Rather, they will attack us asymmetrically, avoiding our strengths, and will come at us and our partners the way the insurgents do in Iraq and Afghanistan." The author of those words was a Lieutenant General, David Petraeus, who later became a 4-star general, served as the commander of our forces in Iraq, and now is the commander of Central Command, or CENTCOM. General Petraeus had said in 2006, "The insurgencies in Iraq and Afghanistan were not, in truth, the wars for which we were best prepared in 2001. However, they are the wars we are fighting, and they clearly are the kind of wars we must master." Our current Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, has told our military services to expect to be involved in unconventional warfare in the years ahead. The ideas that only a few dissenting voices endorsed a few years ago have been accepted by those with the highest authority in the Pentagon. Preparing for counterinsurgency operations requires much more than changes in military technology and battlefield tactics. The most basic point about guerrilla warfare has been made by Colonel Thomas Hammes. First and foremost, insurgency is a political, not a military, struggle. Countering insurgency demands the successful performance of political tasks. We will explore the implications of that point in the next essay. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.